Okay, we are up to page 528. Okay, this is now really extremely important Seif, which is going to tell us. It was mentioned a few gentlemen asked over the last few days, and I said we're going to get to it, and here we are. Okay, this is the key point. So what we discussed so far was the Ribua here. Okay, look at picture 5. We spoke about the circle. Do you mind just quickly go back to that just to put this back in? So the 5, we learned about the igul. You merabea, you square off the city at 2,000 amas. The same with picture number 6. 7, 8, we square off the city. Do you remember that? We square it off, and then we add 2,000 amas, right? So we don't just go from the edge of the, and then you go to that 2,000 amas, literally where the edge of the city is. No, you don't. You first square it off, and then you do 2,000 amas. Okay, so we spoke about that. Look at picture number 20, picture number 22. Yeah, these are all pictures on the next page. We spoke extensively about the rainbow, 13, 14, 15, 16. Do you remember that? So what was the halacha there again? Do you remember the halacha? Chaim wrote us down, and you... That's it. If it's less than 4,000 amas between... Yeah, between the two edges on the bottom, then... That's right. If the distance is less than 4,000, we fill it in. If it's more than 4,000 numbers, then we go to picture 15, I suppose. And we do from the 4,000 numbers, we add a 2,000 numbers, if that makes sense. Good. Picture number 22 is self-explanatory. So is picture number 21. We fill the gaps, then we add 2,000 numbers from there. Very good. Okay. Picture number 20 goes without explanation. You just filled it. Add 2,000 numbers from the side. Okay. The question asked numerous times over the last week was, how do you actually define the city? Okay. So when you go to, in Edgware, in London, in civilized places, we know that this has one next to the other, and that's obviously all considered city. But when you go out to the countryside, such as Portland, then it's not dense, but it's sparse. It's sparse, and therefore we've got to know, where do you start, how do you define a city? Okay, understand. When it's the end of the city, you add 2,000 amas. But where do you start these 2,000 amas? I even understand you make a square. Okay, I understand all that. But where do you actually figure out that is a city and that is the end of the city? How do you figure that out? And that's this definition of Ibn Sifa. And I basically want to say, it's probably, when it comes to London, it's extremely challenging to, once we've got this definition, to actually work out where it is. And I can only say that when I ask probably one of the foremost poskim in England, asked him, where's the end of the tchum of the of London, the gates of who is now the
Federation.
Diane Zimmerman. So he replied to me in an email that he says he doesn't know. I suppose now he has no choice. He'll have to find out. But it's very challenging to figure out. Yeah. Correct. Good. Spot on. Very good. These halachas are connected. But the good news is that when it comes, you're 100% right, and this is definitely connected because you're meant to say Tefillah Sedech when you get out of the tchum. This is correct. The good news is when it comes to Tefillah Sedech, if you say it a little bit too early or you say it a little bit too late, it doesn't matter. So as far as that is concerned, that's actually when I asked Gitzdorf, was regarding Tefillah Sedech. Not so much about walking out all the way to Watford, kind of. But it was Tefillah Sedech, and then... But they are connected. But Lemay, sir, the halachas are the same, but when it comes to first day, if you say it a bit too early or a bit too late, it wouldn't actually matter. Page 528. Sifei kol beis diro shuyoytze meir, any beis diro, any residential property shuyoytze meir, which is outside of the city. Now, im hoyo beinoy uveinoyir, if it was between this property uveinoyir and the city, shivim amo, 70 amo, ushnei shlishim, and 2/3, meaning just under 71 amas. Should tzela beis asayim amuru boys, which is the equivalent of a tzela beis asayim amuru boys, or epochesh mizeh, or less than that, which is more dense than the 72/3 amas, then, harzeh mitztaref lo'ir, this will be added to the city, v'nechshav mimen, is considered part of the city. Ukshaboyedim lo, alpayim amal lecholuach, and when you're actually counting the 2,000 amas into every direction, moedidin, you measure, you count chutz, after, beyond, from this property. So you will go, picture number 29. You have the city on the left-hand side. Please note again, Yemin Moshe, as you said. Yeah, the windmill, it's there. Of course it's there. Okay, and then you've got within 70 amos from the end of that city, you've got one nebby little house. One house. That's all there is. But it is within 72 amos. Then the halacha is, this is considered the end of the city. Not the end of the grey shaded area, but this is the end of the city, and you'll start counting 2,000 amos from that house. Okay, now the challenge of that is that when you go on the M1, I've tried it once. You go on the M1. When is that going to apply? So Edgeway, it's dense. Okay, you go on the M1. Okay, you turn into exit 4. You go on the M1. Where will you hit? Look on your left. Where will it actually be that it's more than 70 amas from property to property? I tried it once. I was driving my kids, and we said, where is that? Because when you go on, you see on the left, first, what comes first? Next is?
Watford.
And after that comes? St. Albans. And then, and by the way, St. Albans, you've still got one house after the next. You go on after, it's definitely within 70.
St. Albans is not London.
Why not? Why? Who told you?
Watford is not.
Who told you?
Don't you go by the London boroughs?
So? No. We go by Simon Shin Sadiches. No, I hear what you're saying. It's a good point. But Lemaisa, in this area of Allah, when it comes to Tchumen, we're going to go according. We're not going to go according to the definition of the. We will go according to the 70 Amos. I hear that. I do as well. Yeah, okay, but that. Why is it not London? And I hear, but it doesn't make a difference, because now the cities have grown so much that they've now. But even if you wouldn't, it'd be considered Greater London. If the halachic 70 amas between house and house are there, then you can't say.
I almost thought it was the M25.
Very good. So many people, I heard once from a very Choshev Dayan in London. He told me just go by the M25, which is not a halachic definition at all. Doesn't say Mishnebu M25. But I hear that because there's sense in it. You know, you go M25, you pass it. I hear it. Because when you go to Manchester, Rabbi, I want to tell you, basically, you have to go all the way till the M6 until you get this distance in between. It's a long way. But then you want to have said it to us already. You want to have said it already because it just feels wrong to wait that long. So, that is, you have to look at the 70 amas on your left, and he's gonna, yeah. So, now with regards to, here, let's just have a quick look at the Ramah, because the Ramah does say, some say you don't count straight away by the end of the house. Okay, the Ramah says, I can't do it better than looking at picture number 32. Okay, picture number 32. Can someone explain what the Ramah is adding? The Ramah is giving us another 70 amas. How does the Ramah do that? Exactly. So Ramah says, okay, the housing, the residential, the city on your left, we see that. Okay, we see the house. We see the city on our left. Okay, then comes the 70 amas for the house, which is the, you know, that's still considered. Yeah, the first house. Have you got a picture? The first house, that is still considered within the Tchum, yeah? Because it's within 70 amas. But then, there's no more houses on the right. So what the Ramah says, contrary to picture number 29 in Shulchan Aruch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would just add to 2,000 amas from the last house. The Ramah disagrees, and he said, no, hold on a sec. You do 70 amas, and then you do 2,000 amas. Because he says that the 70 amas is always considered the tchum of the city, and only after the end of the tchum, that's when you can walk 2,000 amos.
It should just be 2,070.
Yeah, basically, that's what he says. Yeah, that's really what he says. That's what he always says, yeah. 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 Now, yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, because the Gemara does say as of saying the words and it appears to me that we should be Mekel. Yeah, the Bir Halacha brings from the Gaon to be Machmir though on this very point. It could be, I don't know what the meaning of the Batei Dinim is, if to be Machmir Mekel, I'm not sure. Bir Halacha doesn't like it so much. Bir Halacha is bringing from the Gaon that one should be Machmir. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Sivov is going to be discussed tomorrow, Mi'atzah Hashem, and this will be a definition of which kind of houses are considered, can be counted. So to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the definition of the end of the edge of the city, end of the city. We said that we've got to go with this sparseness. No. Sparseness.
Density.
Density of 70 amas per house. Once you've got a 70 amas or less, then about 40 meters, which is in English, how much?
70 amas is 100
meters. No, half. 70 amas is yeah.
It's one field. It's not that far.
It's really not far, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
From a city, no. No, but that's all part. No, if it's still within the city, if you don't have a house. No. You'll see. It's one after the other. It's not much one after the other. By the M1 for sure. Joining the M1. Yeah. We'll talk about farmhouses tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But yes, there's one after the next. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Sai, I wish you a very good evening.